This is Radio Sonar.
Yeah, she's all like festival-y and whatnot.
You got four songs in the space of 6 minutes, huh?
Yeah, we apologise for that.
We apologise.
Well, we don't know why it happened, though.
April Fool.
Aliens.
Well, I think it's an April Fool's.
I think that's the worst.
I think it's going to happen again. And there's going to be another April Fool's.
You think they're doing it remotely?
Do you think that'd be
I think they're
Do you think Gunge is going to come from Gunge from those two panels? And it's
just I think we're going to get Gunged. Oh, yeah.
Should we just passive aggressively say things about the radio people, hoping they won't do it?
I just think they'll make them do it more.
They'll hate us. It'll make those lovely, lovely people do it more.
Yeah, maybe because we asked for a mic and we like annoyed them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could be that though.
But so anyway, this is like a music radio show, isn't it?
Yeah,
something like that.
Shall we talk about music?
We never know.
What music? What music would you like to talk about?
Is there any news stories on our site?
No one wanted to write it.
Oh, what's the story?
Bayside. Do you know the band Bayside?
No. Didn't they open for Day to Remember a couple of tours ago?
Probably. Well, they're getting sued for their logo. They have to get a brand new band logo.
By which company?
It's quite funny. By some random company. Hadn't done anything for 5 years.
That's weird.
And then they've got the same logo as them, and they've actually have to change their logo.
Was it exactly the same?
Yeah. I thought it was quite funny. Well,
that's a bit silly.
What kind of company was it?
I can't remember.
All right. Let's move on then.
So how about that Black Sabbath gig in Hyde Park?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going.
Are you going?
Well, I say that, but I want to go.
It's more of a Faith No More gig for me.
Look, Kanye, well, look, let's just change to Kanye West.
Why?
Well, because he's better.
I think he's better than Black Sabbath.
Kanye West postpones... Ellis, you'll be interested in this.
Yeah.
He postponed this tour to work on the new album.
Great.
Apparently it's the Australian gigs, I heard.
Yeah, cool. Right, back to Black Sabbath.
We just can't be bothered to go to Australia.
Maybe.
No, we're done now. Back
okay,
to Black
great. Well, Faith No More gig for me. I couldn't be really bothered about Black Sabbath, but see Faith No More.
Oh, yeah, you can't, can you? Yeah, you got that opinion.
Well, I'd quite like to see Black Sabbath again. I'd really enjoy it, but it would be a Faith No More gig.
Did you even watch all of Black Sabbath last time?
No, I didn't. You know I didn't.
You watched Rise Against,
didn't
you?
I saw Rise Against.
Instead of Black Sabbath.
Represent.
Yeah, that was what you
and,
did.
And, yeah, but I think that's really cool that they're playing Hyde Park. It's about 80 quid, though.
Is
the same weekend,
quid?
Something like that. Same weekend as Sonosphere. That's quite a blow, isn't
just,
it?
It's not just a gig, though, is it?
It's like an all-dayer.
Yeah.
They've got what else playing? Soundgarden, who I don't like.
Faith No More,
who I love.
Motorhead, I think.
Yeah, Motorhead, I like.
Wolfmother,
who I don't like. Soulfly, who I don't like.
I'd love to pay money to see Mike Patton's face and Wolfmother come out on stage.
I know, right? I thought that was funny. You won't get it.
I didn't get that.
There's a load of other like good small bands down the bill, like Vice to Remain, Hang the Bastard, Gallows.
Am I imagining Bone Diggin?
No, he's playing.
They are playing.
They are playing, aren't they?
They're everywhere these days. Yeah.
Oh, Bone Diggin.
But if Faith No More, Mike Patton, in my opinion, is the best front man.
Oh, definitely.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who's still alive?
Yeah.
Best like, singer.
None
best
of you singer? Are going to go.
Yeah,
are
best
you?
Singer. Best singer who's still alive.
Because it's Sonosphere.
Aiden's not, because you're at Sonosphere.
No, I did want to go, but like I say, every band on that main stage I have seen before, so it's not a major loss for me.
Yeah. I'm not going to go. I don't think. I think I'd rather go to Saturday at Sonosphere.
Yeah.
Which day is it clashing with on the Sonosphere?
It's Friday, so you can have Prodigy, Limp Bizkit, and Anti Flag.
Yeah, I'd rather go to
Electric Wizard.
If I can afford both, I might like dog a day of Sonosphere, do the gig, then come for the rest of Sonosphere.
Wow, that's a lot of money to waste. A lot of people doing that. That's a lot of money to waste.
Oh, they actually.
Well, if I leave uni enough, I'll have enough money, I think. But I doubt I'll be able to do it. It might be easier just for me to like go straight up Sonosphere.
Mine is only a half an hour train.
I don't want to do weekend festivals this year.
What, to the London?
Yeah, London to Sonny.
Yeah, it is quite nearby, yeah. Sorry, what are you saying?
I was just saying I don't want to do, like, full weekends this year.
I don't.
No.
So, and that's just a perfect day festival. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, got that point.
I think we're too old for a four-day festival.
Camping, I ain't doing that.
No, I love it still. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it. I'll be taking, like, camper vans down when I'm older. I'm that sort of guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, once you're in a camper van, it'll be
that's
fine.
That's cool, yeah. I've seen everyone, though. That's my problem now. I think that's all our problems.
With these metal and rock festival lineups, they repeat themselves every 2 or 3 years and get the same sort of bands. You kind of like after 5 or 6, 7 years of them, you have seen every band unless they're new.
Yeah, like the only reason I got excited for that Hyde Park gig was because I haven't seen Faith No More since 2009. And even that's not that long ago.
No, that's like what was that a download?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a great
that's
show.
Not even that long ago.
5 years.
Yeah,
and that's getting me excited about a festival.
Yeah,
well, for a band I've never seen before. Kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know.
So, music this week, Kanye has postponed some tour dates, and there was a Black Sabbath gig. announced anything else.
There's a lot of reviews.
That's it. No, Ellis, that's it. That's it.
I feel like music has like stopped still recently. Every week we're like, so what's actually happened this week?
Brontide.
Yeah, that's probably
someone
true.
Called Frankie Knuckles has died.
Yeah, he did some DJ bloke.
Some DJ bloke. It was probably a really big deal, actually.
Yeah, probably.
We should know.
Pharrell is going to join the Voice US. Has anyone go watch the final of the Voice on?
No, I won't.
I got back into the Voice. There's a girl on it who did a really good cover of Foo Fighters Everlong.
Oh,
she's
right.
My favourite.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure I'll find anything else to be doing than watching that.
Was it just her and a piano and it was really dramatic?
Her and a guitar.
Her and a guitar, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, really? Not even a guitar, just a voice.
Really?
She stripped it all back.
Did she not? She didn't play guitar.
No. Well, no, the show's called The Voice, not The Voice and the Instrument.
Yeah. God, get it right.
It's true.
So, yeah, right. I watched that this weekend.
Well, let's play some music.
Yeah, let's do that.
There's a Louis choice followed by an Ellis choice.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sweet Home Alabama.
I don't know why.
And then that's Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
That makes sense.
It's probably the best sunshine.
She hasn't got no windows in here.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. But we'll be back.
Your student station, Radio Sonar.
Yeah, Leo, yeah. You're like losing yourself.
Leo, God's sake.
Everything's a conspiracy, man. Because Solar Music retweeted us.
You should sue the radio because there's no windows in here. It's driving you crazy. You're getting cabin fever.
I'm getting cabin fever. Stockholm
would
syndrome.
Be nice. I think even in Radio 1s, though, they don't have windows in some of them.
They do now, I think. Yeah. They didn't used to.
We got reviews on our site this week.
Yeah, we saw quite a few gigs. me, we've all been to gigs, apart from Aiden. Aiden never goes to gigs.
Oh, I went home instead. I had a lovely time.
Good. I went to see Bipolar Sunshine.
Those guys.
Me and Sean both went to see Imperial Leisure. And Leo went to see Spectral Park.
Oh, is that the ska band you were going on that no one would go with you? But
yeah,
Sean
and Sean
went.
Did. Oh, Sean doesn't regret it either, I don't think.
No, it was really good.
Good.
Yeah. So, Leo, tell us about Spectral Park.
It was people standing around playing guitars and being.
Who were they?
Just like shoegazy. Well, I've got nothing to say about it.
What, really?
It was kind of like, it was kind of like if I didn't go and see it.
Nothing happened. I asked Coralie, who promoted the show, how'd it go? And she goes, oh, nothing special.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Nothing, but it was your own show.
Yeah,
well, nothing special.
No, but the support band was cool. Like, indie punky kind of thing.
Was there a lot of people
at the art club? Yeah, not really.
No. But then people do. Oh, how about afterwards? What did you all do afterwards in the end?
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Oh, really? Okay. Was it at Adam and Piers' house?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sean, did you go there in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Did that number I gave you work?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's not obvious.
I'll talk about that one off air because I really wanted to go to Myth after mine. Sean was like, no, I'm fine, Leo. Like, cheers.
It's probably a better choice Myth than Myth.
I tried to seduce you with like Jaeger bombs and stuff, so like you thought you'd actually come.
But
you didn't. It would have taken 10 minutes.
It would have taken an hour.
That wouldn't. wasn't that long.
I've been in shorter queues than that, but it's taken an hour.
Well.
No, I remember getting a drunk phone call from you about 10:30, so I'm like, do you know where Leo is?
Yeah.
Where's Leo? I need Leo.
wouldn't come with me.
Well, you wouldn't come to Lennon's.
Well, of course I'm not going to Lennon's.
I didn't even go in. You should have come anyway.
Yeah. The club
turned up and saw like Adam and Joe, and they went straight to Adam.
After the gig, like the amount of people in Lennon's, like pretty much like quadrupled.
Did it?
Yeah, pretty much.
After the gig. Oh,
yeah, because it was the club night.
Should have just put the bands on later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't they do that?
God, Colin,
they didn't
do
their research well enough, did they?
Well,
they were probably like told the slots they're allowed rather than like, you know, they couldn't just make it up, I'd assume. But that's pretty annoying.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, the
what a weird night.
Our gig was good.
It was a great gig.
Yeah, what did you think of it, man, Sean?
Just really good British ska. It sounded like kind of old school ska. Like, on record, it was a bit. I don't know, it just sounded a bit cheesy.
Yeah.
But that worked really well live.
It was fun.
Like
and I got wrecked. Yeah. I got smashed. I was having the time of my life, Leo. You picked the wrong gig.
You can't get smashed at Joiners. It's like £4 a pint. How much did you spend?
About £4 a pint.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, well. But it was really fun. They're one of my favourite live bands in the country, I would say.
The best British ska band.
There's not a better live band. What are you thinking, Aiden?
I'm wondering what that noise is in the back of my headphones.
Oh, it's that.
Oh, okay.
What other gig? Oh, yeah, and I went to see Bipolar Sunshine, who was really, really good. Bipolar Sunshine. He's just announced a show at Shepherd's Bush Empire. Pretty cool.
Really?
That's quite big.
Yeah, he was definitely on some substances.
Okay. That boy gave him work then.
He was much better. Yeah. He was much better live than on record. Much better live than on record.
I've never listened.
Really? You can understand how he's doing like big. Well,
yeah.
Because his voice is quite unique, but you can't really work that out by like just listening to him. Just see him and see how he does it.
Okay. No, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. So yeah, that was really good. It was quite packed as well for him.
Good.
It was quite busy. I really
big
enjoyed
name.
Him.
Big name.
He's going to do really well, I think, by Bipolar Sunshine in our magazine, which is out now.
Yay!
Find it in a store near you.
Yeah.
That was maybe. A well good voice, Ellis.
Yeah, thank you. That was beautiful.
I'm very growly today. well, yeah, that's everyone probably, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
well, it. We're done then.
Oh, I listened to the Kaiser Chiefs album.
It good?
Last night. There's one good song.
They've been going slowly downhill.
That's better than the last
since
album.
Since forever.
Better than the last album.
Last album was an absolute failure, though.
What was the last
album? I don't
it was
remember.
That one where like they released 25 tracks, you pay a certain amount, and you get to choose which ones you want.
None of them were good.
That's weird.
But the new one's quite good. It's a bit more... bit heavier.
Heavier?
It's a little bit heavier.
Okay. I saw him
not in a metal way.
No, but like in an indie way.
In an indie way.
Do you mean kind of like the old Wombats breakdowns, that sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit darker.
He was on Soccer AM.
A little bit Wombatsy. Yeah.
And he was really trying to be funny, and it was a bit like, oh, you know.
I like him. I like him.
Who does he support? Where are they from?
I can't remember. Oh, he wasn't a big football guy. The bassist was a bigger football guy, and I can't remember who he supported.
They're a nice bunch of lads, aren't they?
They're all right.
The Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah,
they lost their drummer, early. Didn't they? They haven't got the same drummer anymore.
No, don't they?
No.
I don't see how you could find them unlikable.
Well,
the early stuff definitely. Because
Leo
that was
sitting in his Cabal Attack shirt.
Yeah.
Who?
Exactly. Who? Angry Band.
Ah, of course.
Of course. Oh,
angry, abrasive, and vulgar.
Obviously, Kaiser Chiefs done nothing good since that amazing since Employment, or maybe Ruby.
Ruby was catchy.
We Are the Angry Mob was quite good as well.
I quite like Never Miss a Beat.
I quite like Never Miss a Beat. They haven't done anything amazing since it's Never Miss
albums.
A Beat.
Yeah.
Ever since E4 stopped albums, playing their music videos, they've gone downhill.
Yeah. A good band.
Yeah, I don't really know where they sit. Like, if they were at Reading, they would
Bastille
get laughed
are now
out.
Bigger. And Kaiser Chiefs.
Well, yeah.
God.
Imagine, that's crazy, isn't it?
Probably the sort of level, like, 4 or 5 spots down the Radio 1 stage, that sort of thing.
Yeah. People just go
4 or 5 spots down the Radio 1 stage.
Yeah, probably.
Let's headline the Radio 1 stage.
You think they're still that big?
Look at them, how high they are up on other lineups.
Plus, isn't
where
he like
high
up?
Wait, are you talking about the Kaiser Chiefs?
Well, no, I'm talking about. Sorry, I'm talking about Bastille.
Oh, right.
Are you talking about Kaiser Chiefs?
I was talking about Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're still headlining the Radio 1 stage.
Yeah, if you're talking about the Kaiser Chiefs, he's the judge on The Voice, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
of huge. Course. Yeah,
I don't think they'd play Reading. Oh, they might play Reading.
Did the script like headline somewhere like after he would?
Yeah, like, they're pretty much sub-headlined.
Not even in terms of business and of bigness. In terms of like, I don't think they would fit in at Reading. I think they would get kind of laughed at.
They played 2 years ago, and they're a couple down. It was
but now
they played
the
under Black Keys.
He's on The Voice now. People at Reading and Download or whatever, they don't want to see the judge on The Voice.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, I still think Kaiser Chiefs wouldn't be out of place at Reading.
They go, oh my God, that's that guy from the telly.
Yeah.
Remember like Employment? If they said, oh, I'd do Employment in Full, I'd go,
that'd be a laugh,
oh mate, that'd be drunk. Awesome if they did Employment in Full. I bet that'd be their next move.
That'd be great.
Well, when is it going to be 10 years since that came out?
Not that long.
Not that long, yeah, they'll do it.
Not that long. Probably we're now, so probably old. Missed it.
Can't believe the Wailers are playing that, whatever you just told
me. I know, Fee Festival. Yeah.
When the Bob Marley's band.
Yeah. Playing Legend.
Really?
In its entirety.
Employment. Yeah. So next year.
Wow.
Will be 10 years since Employment came out.
They'll
it's
probably
crazy.
Do that. I can imagine that like a V Festival slot where they do that or something.
It's absolutely mental. I feel so old.
Yeah, that's a bit scary.
There's
actually.
Another one which made me feel old the other day. I can't remember what it was. I think I was watching wrestling.
Everything at the moment because we're
bad,
all so old.
I'm 21.
Well, Aiden, especially.
23.
Wow.
I've already gone past the point in my life where I'm looking at footballers coming through and thinking they're much younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten over that.
Even
now.
I feel like that a bit, and I'm 20. But when they're like 16, 17, it's like, oh. No.
When I was 16, I was doing GCSEs.
Yeah. Well, it's time for a Louis double. You pick both of these.
Louis double.
Oh God.
They both begin with the letter M.
You'll like the first one.
Is okay. it parable?
No.
No, let's leave it as a surprise. Yeah. I want to see where it's going.
Sean will like this one, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot of eyebrows are being raised. Yeah.
That was The Madness, where the song called
One Step Beyond.
Yeah, that's the one. Who likes that?
I love Madness.
Yeah, Sean, good. Sean's the main Scar guy, right?
No, I'm the main Scar.
No, Louis.
I think they need
Louis
to fight out for it.
No, okay. I'm definitely.
No, yeah.
Who's your favourite Scar band?
Why you put me on?
Sean.
Mine.
Yep.
Bomb the Music Industry.
See, he just knows.
Imperial Leisure.
Wow, you have to think. I think
yeah,
he's
I
the
did.
Biggest Scar
There's
band.
A lot of Scar bands in there.
Do you want to, like, I thought you could tell us about your BuzzFeed article.
My BuzzFeed article.
Do you want the keyboard back?
Nah,
we could try and get some feedback, you know, really? From anyone listening to see if people are either going to hate
you. Yeah, okay, bring it over. It's going to be great.
I can't tell if people are going to really
I
hate
think
you.
Or just gonna, hate Fiona's going to hate it.
Oh, definitely.
She's going to hate me. My BuzzFeed article is basically 14 reasons why lad culture isn't that bad.
And what we're going to do is he's going to go through them. We're going to come up with 14 counter arguments as to why that's not true.
No. I think we should just stay silent because that would say more.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I got myself a little pitch. I like BuzzFeed community. I think it's quite an interesting little.
Well, what is it? Is it just basically like user generated content?
Yeah, it's user generated content.
That's
and
cool.
I think it makes you more employable if you wanted to do something like this. Because I am going for the internship. 14 reasons why lad culture isn't that bad. Lee Ellis, now I know you're a bit of a lad, so I want you on my side.
I don't
okay,
I'll tell
you what, we're going through these. Let's tick off all these we agree with and see what numbers we get at the end.
Number one, you'd have no holiday tattoos to laugh at without us.
Well, even if I went on holiday with you, I wouldn't get one.
I'm not saying you should get one, but.
But if there were no holiday tattoos in the world, I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
But it's
pretty neutral on them.
Pretty neutral, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're meaningless to me.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't know, saying that, if I went on holiday and we were all getting like a meaningful one, I would do it. I wouldn't do a jokey one ever.
What would you get?
I don't know, it'd be something that had like meant something to the moment, say if like, I don't know, maybe if one of your mates died or something. Sorry to bring the mood down, but yeah.
Wow. Okay, number two, we use the best lingo.
No, you don't.
Like tactical chunder, banter, Bantasaurus Rex.
Is tactical chunder a lad phrase?
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
When was that?
That's entered my lexicon somehow. That's weird.
Yeah, when did that become a thing?
That stopped being a thing 5 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a TC, mate, a TC.
6 years ago? TC. Well, it's been abbreviated now.
Yeah,
I didn't know it's been abbreviated. God, I'm out the loop.
Isn't that Top Cat? I mean, that's TC.
Sean,
still being
Sean, you're
Cat
just
thing.
Not a lad.
No, what TC?
You're just out of fashion, mate, for the lads.
With the lads.
Tactical Chunder is a good one. So, yep, we use
good, good use of the word lingo. That's
lingo,
inspired.
Yeah, thanks. I know. Came up with myself. We have the stupidest nicknames.
I agree.
What we got?
Sir Dosser.
Sir Dosser the Convict and Chango the Beast.
See, Mila Kunis is into
do
it.
Do people really do that? Or
yeah!
Is that just
I've got
Jizbell.
I've got Jizbell. Because his last name's Isbell. So we call him Jizbell.
Well, oh, I thought you were saying you're called that.
No, I'm just twat.
you're what they call you? They just call you twat?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
No.
You boys just...
Gazza.
You boys just repeated that word so casually over the radio.
We have Gazza. We have... what do we call him? Gorgon.
That's we have small soldiers, isn't it?
Yeah,
Gorgon. Oh god, that's an old movie. That is.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that one. That's number three. Number four, we care about our appearance. Come on, I've got nice hair in the room. I'd go to say I've got beard oil. Look after my beard, lad. Macklemore, mate.
Aiden's just like I give up.
Yeah. I'll let that one. Let
we
it
care
go.
About our appearance. It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Never
well done.
Here.
Yeah.
Not just lads, like everyone.
We can take a joke. It's called banter. Bantois.
Okay.
All aboard
we can take
bus.
A joke, though. Yeah. Give us all aboard the banter bus. He knows.
So can everyone. Everyone cares about the appearance. Yeah, everyone can take a joke. Moving on.
Nothing is embarrassing to us.
It could be.
Really? Is it? We just tell everyone everything.
That says more about you, though, than the situations.
That tells us about the lads.
I think all lads are like that.
Yeah.
I think they're all like that.
What?
You're like that. I don't think all lads.
I think a lot of lads.
Yeah, you
like
drop your kegs in our front room five times and at least four times around the uni when you got that holiday tattoo.
That's true.
You're even on holiday. You're in Southampton.
Yeah, I know. We never turn down a drink. I don't think we do.
Rampant alcoholics.
I think we are pretty bad. We're pretty much like that, aren't we? I remember doing Jaeger bombs and like 11 in the morning.
That is true. Whenever anyone suggests beer, you're always like well on board with it.
Yeah.
All those drinks look like different coloured. What is that?
Jelly.
What are those drinks?
Various shots.
Various shots, mate.
I can see a glass of beer.
Flaming Sambuca.
Oh, there is a beer in there somewhere.
They remind me of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In fact, we started the cracking trend for his neck nominations.
Now, that is going to be extremely.
It was a cracking trend.
No, was it?
No.
Yes, it was. You enjoyed watching the videos. You all enjoyed watching videos.
I didn't, actually.
No, yes, you did.
No, we didn't watch a single one.
Why
you know
not?
Why would we?
Because they're fun.
I watched you very, very slowly down a
Tell me.
They were 25 seconds, mate. That's quite fast.
Pathetic.
Tell me one thing that's appealing about watching someone down the beer in 30 seconds.
Because it's hilarious when they get it wrong. Their reactions. It's all about reactions and laughing at people. I like to laugh at people.
Why is that guy in a bra?
Because he's a
lad.
He's a lad.
Oh, yeah.
That one will get a lot of hate, though, because of all the press that
care about
around
our appearance.
And people
that
died
passes.
And stuff, apparently.
That
well, that's because they're idiots.
Louis, I nominate all your lads to drink a pint of bleach.
No.
I thought you could take a joke.
Can. It's funny. I laughed.
Good.
Inside.
Inside.
Everything's forgotten about it the next morning.
Because
we do so bad, lads don't mind in the morning, or everyone's forgotten about it because we got so drunk.
Yeah, so if you committed a murder...
Oh, I would laugh about it, wouldn't you? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think the law would laugh about it.
No, I don't either.
That's kind of like the British version of Dexter.
Yeah. So yeah, everything's forgotten about it the next morning. Would you agree, Ellis? Or if it's something stupid, you'll get a bit of banter for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone cares the next morning, even if you argue.
God
it's
does.
In the morning, it's all okay.
God cares.
But we're not thugs,
apart
everyone.
Apart from all the ones that always start fights in the town centre.
Number 10, we're not thugs. Right, we're
Some
lads.
Some are, though.
No, they're not lads. They're thugs. There's a difference. Big difference. Lads are out to have fun.
Everyone just be
lads. Out
yeah,
to have fun,
to them,
a drink,
punching
a laugh,
people is fun.
Pull.
Punching
no,
minorities
not.
Is fun to
no,
them.
No, it's not. That's,
yes,
that's
it
a
is.
Thug. That's not a lad.
No, no, to them, it's still laddish.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I don't think we never go out with the intention to punch someone.
No, you never go out with the intention to punch someone.
Mm,
you
no,
and your mates.
Oh. But we're not thugs.
Okay, yep.
We're no worse than football hooligans.
No, I agree on that, yeah. Most football hooligans are lads.
But we are no, disagree. Very
really?
Different. Yeah. I think lads have an age limit as well.
What's the age limit on a lad?
I don't know, about 25, would you say?
So you'd say Michael Caine wasn't a lad?
Nah.
Wow.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's definitely a lad. He was in The Simpsons last night and yeah.
11. Yeah. We're hard workers.
I won't put that away. You've worked hard this year, Louis.
Worked hard. But it's more to do with pulling girls.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you spun the fact that you're relentlessly determined to get laid on its head.
Yeah. Hard workers. If we want something or someone, we try and get it. Might take a while. But we'll get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have a very detailed
stalking.
Yeah, pretty much. 12. We have a very detailed point system. Lab points.
How many points are you on right now?
I'm on a fair few lab points. Yeah, I'm doing all right
people
on your lab points.
Do.
Leo,
yeah.
How many points are you on our worms chart in the front room?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You're losing badly.
Am I?
It was either lab points or the rating system with girls. I thought I'd get more stick with the rating system for girls.
Mm.
So
yeah.
That's the one you're going
to
do.
So I went for the lad points instead. Because I thought you're basically posting porn if you do the would not bang videos.
The example picture that we've got here. Person one just tripped over my massive
penis.
Ha!
Give yourself 10 lad points.
I tripped over my massive penis, guys.
It's so laddish.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
So laddish.
This used to be a music show.
I know. But number 13, we have feelings too, all right? We get the feels.
I'm sorry.
We fall for someone, you know, that's it for the lads.
That's my favourite gif of anyone crying on the internet. I love that. That's hot.
What is that from? Because I've seen that a million times.
It's kind of like those compilation videos you see of YouTube of really bad actors from movies.
Oh, right.
Like that one guy who gets a bad message on the beach and the camera just spins around him and he goes, oh man, oh God, oh man.
So yeah, we do have feelings, believe it or not, all right?
Well, put it this way, you put that up, it'll definitely get a good amount of hits, whether it's good
publicity. There's
yeah,
one more, there's one would. More, there's one more.
Oh, is that? Okay.
You don't have to be a guy to be a lad.
I'm not repeating that phrase, that's just awful.
Can't say it on the radio. vulgar.
That's fine. We've said yeah. we've said. Understand.
Look at Geordie Shore
today.
For example. I think a lot of girls are worse than most lads.
Look at Geordie Shore.
I think it's a lot
Shore,
of girls
that
get lads in trouble.
Yes.
Let's look at Geordie Shore.
So just
Shore
remember, guys.
Be your example.
Wait.
Keep calm and be a lad.
See, we're not that bad, are we? No, why doesn't it say, see, we're not that lad, are we? Because that'd rhyme.
That would.
Nah. But yeah, that's my little thing I was up to last night.
Brilliant.
Thanks for the claps.
That was Antwerpen.
You're in Antwerpen.
Yeah.
What's the message, Leo?
It's about a troll under a bridge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Is that the message? Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
Are you sure
it is.
It's not treat your mother right?
Mother's Day. Good. What did everyone do for Mother's Day?
I went for a lovely meal with my family who are listening right now.
April Fools. No.
I hope not.
It's my mum's.
I wish I could get back to St Albans for it.
Yeah, I really wanted to as well, but yeah. just couldn't afford it.
I don't care.
I had a big long phone call.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't care. Although I should have cared even more because it was my mum's birthday as well.
And you still didn't go home.
Sent her a text.
Oh, lad. Oh.
Lad.
You should put that
I only got a one card as well.
Did someone in your family get hit by a car?
No.
Okay. No, remember last time you said that?
My mum had a car crash last time.
It was Mother's Day and your mum's birthday and you didn't go home.
No, I only said that one card.
You are a
That's
bad
That's all I said. I think my brother got a nice watch from us.
You're a bad son.
No, I'm not.
You should go home.
I am on Friday or Saturday. Yeah.
That's what I said to my mum. I wanted to, but I couldn't afford it, and I'm about to come home for like two or 3 weeks. So, and she was like, "Yeah, that's cool." But if it's Mother's Day and
last year there was like 2 or 3 days between Mother's Day and her birthday, and I only sent her one card still, and she got a bit angry about that one. So it was for both. And don't matter.
Which one did you send? Mother's Day or birthday?
So I just wrote and under the Mother's Day.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, probably not.
That's pretty clever.
Student, mate.
Well done.
Probably cheap.
Was it an Asda Smart Price card as well?
I don't remember. Probably Moonpig. I like Moonpig.
Yeah, Moonpig's good.
It's handy. They send it next day.
Yeah, it's not that cheap, though. Not that cheap. If you want it on
the day.
£3. Well, that's fine, actually. Sean, did you do anything?
No. I called my mum.
Yeah? How was she?
All right.
Oh, it's Mrs. Sean. I know she's listening.
Does everyone have, like, Mrs. Sean? Everyone have, like, siblings that could, like, you know, do fun things anyway? Because my sister was home, so I knew they would, like, go for lunch or whatever, so it was fine, you know?
Nah, my brother's at uni as well.
Oh.
My brother came back home to visit for the day. We all went out.
There you go. Big family fun at the Ducker household.
Yeah. I want to come to...
Mum might have been pushing it. I'm sorry. It was a good time. Mum.
I'm going for a big family.
You got a chicken triple at Harvester's.
Triple chicken at Harvester's is the best deal they have.
Is it chicken breast, half a spit roast chicken, and chicken on like a skewer or something?
No, it's a quarter southern fried chicken, actually.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is really good. If you ever get to a Harvester, take that meal, $9.99, and you get the free like buffet and salad bar with it as well.
It's with chips
chips and a dip on the side, so I've got the peri peri sauce with it.
I normally get the barbecue one.
Yeah, I'm a barbecue guy.
But they have it squeezy bottle on the table.
Really?
So I would order the barbecue one and I would get it, and then I'd be like, damn, there's a whole bottle of it right
there. What a waste.
But I mean, it's good, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going for a family meal on Saturday.
Nice.
Then I'm going clubbing with some girls I've never met before.
Oh, wait, is that from
Network a bit,
Tinder?
Yeah.
Did
you have your Tinder date down here?
No, I'm having it though.
Oh. When are you going to have it?
I've been quite successful on the old Tinder.
On the old Tinder.
I'm doing all right on it. April 29th, I think. Down the sack versus Scroobius Pip.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll be back by then, won't we?
Did I tell you I've been catfished on Tinder?
No way.
Have you?
By a midget.
What?
Legit. Am I allowed to say that?
Wait, no. You
little person.
You said it on. You said it on Facebook chat.
Did I? Yeah. Yeah. This little person. I Facebooked her.
I think if anything is more offensive, to call her a little person.
Yeah. And I turned out she's like 4 foot.
Oh no! It doesn't sound like a massive problem.
It's like I'm debating whether I just go.
Sorry, that joke was blow the belt. Just like she is.
Oi.
All right, Roy Chubby.
I have been debating. Should I just like, you know, send her a message and go to Coda Swindon just to tick off the list?
What? Oh, you are low.
I don't know,
lad.
Yes, so she is,
lad.
Oh,
good.
Point number 19. We have sex with midgets.
Is she Louis?
She's alright looking.
Is she gonna
I her?
Hey.
There is nothing okay about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a daytime show, guys.
Yeah, we could get kicked off for this.
Lad pack seemed okay a bit. So.
Well, as long as the lad pack.
But no, I had another one. She was really good looking. She was like at Takedown Festival and stuff. But I did my little Tinder stalk. found her like profiles and stuff, and it's like,
Jesus Christ, Lou.
I'm good at it. I should be in the FBI or something. And she has a kid.
Yeah, I'm sure, but the FBI has a department for people faking accounts on social network.
I don't fake accounts on social network. I just search her name.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, man.
And she has a kid, but I'm good at kayfabe that.
I just realised that's a brick.
Yeah.
What's
the brick's been there the entire time.
Why,
the whole year?
Is it a proper brick?
The
brick.
Being held up. Our radio suite is being held up by one brick.
Has anyone seen the brick before?
No,
it's a load-bearing brick.
I love my brick.
That was the most middle class that's ever been.
Jonathan the Brick.
I love my brick.
Jonathan the Brick.
I love my brick.
You're a brick. April Fool's.
Oh. Hey. Wait,
I was brought up by bricks. April Fool's.
What?
I'm going to have sex with a little person. April Fool's.
Oh. You'll be just like that brick. You'll be getting laid.
Hey!
Come on, that was quite good.
Jesus Christ, Aiden. That was brilliant. Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore.
That's how you build up your humour when your dad's been a builder for the whole living
life. Like you have a catalogue of brick jokes.
Catalogue of Chubby Brown-esque carpentry jokes.
Right.
That's my Tinder. I tried Plate of Fish. I don't get much success in Plate of Fish.
Oh, really? Why are you just like constantly on the lookout?
Well, kind of.
Well, did you not hear what his lad uncle said earlier? He's determined.
I'm a hard worker.
Do you ever like just like relax, just chill out and just see what happens?
I just do, but I don't know, it's just something I've been doing lately.
The last time he relaxed, chilled out and waited to see what happened, he got fumbled by first dates.
That was poor planning.
Poor planning. Yeah.
All right.
Very.
Well, we said at the end of last show, and I know this because I did the little edit thing, that we would let everyone know how your interviews went because we spoke about it on the show.
Oh, yes.
Well, we literally both just got declined.
It's quite funny because I was actually thinking of doing a little April Fool's joke about it.
I
was going to say, I was going to message you like, have you had an email back from him? And so you're like, no, have you? But I won't get to say anything again until I saw you.
That would be horrific. Yeah. I'd hate you forever.
Yeah. But no, we just got declined.
That's a shame.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a nice little day. Well, I enjoyed the Yo Sushi more than anything.
Yeah, we went to Yo Sushi.
Proper Londoners.
Felt proper cosmopolitan.
Oh, well, they weren't going to pay us, so you know.
It's good to experience these things, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, guys, a Brit.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, Leo changed. We got a message from our mate Andy saying Leo mentioned the brick to change off the fact we were getting really offensive.
I don't think any little people listen to the show.
That's exactly what
I did. Stop saying little people.
What do you call them?
I think whatever the proper term is.
Because there's little people and then there's midgets.
Get off this subject.
There is a difference between a little person and a midget.
Get off of the subject. Yeah. You sound like Ricky Gervais trying to do something.
No, a midget is a correct term.
Stop.
For a certain,
stop.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a freak, like this person's suggesting.
Oh, no. So.
Sorry.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Sorry.
Yeah, just apologise.
Louis, sorry for any offence it caused. He's a really rude person, and he takes it back.
But, on the other hand, he is a lad, so...
I got beard oil.
It's all right.
So it's all right.
Majestic.
It wasn't even that soft.
It is soft.
It's not that soft, Lou.
It's softer.
It's not that soft.
Does it smell nice?
I've not smelled your beard. I'm not going to smell it, no.
It's got, like cedar in it.
Cedar?
I think that's what you call it.
Like a Pokemon.
What, cider?
No, I don't know. But it smells really nice. I've got a proper little comb as well for
now. Have you?
Yeah, it's tiny.
How much was that?
Fiver.
A fiver for a tiny little comb?
Yeah, it's a good comb.
You could have used a toothbrush.
No. Toothbrush, interesting.
You could have. But it stops the itchiness as well.
My family just booked a holiday, 2 weeks.
Ooh, where?
All inclusive. And I'm going.
Oh, you, whoa.
Where are you going?
Stop the press.
Cyprus.
Oh, that's lovely.
So I've been to Cyprus.
It's in September or something. I just can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be really good.
It's all inclusive. You go to
But does that include alcohol?
Yeah.
Mate.
You ask for a beer. They give you a beer. And then you don't give them any money.
Your parents pay for it?
Yep.
Mate. 2 weeks.
was just thinking what I'm going to do. I'm going
to... What Tinder's like over there?
You're like, you could meet some girls. And I'm like, I'm going to take Pokemon. I'm going to lay on a sunbed and play Pokemon. And like read Harry Potter. And like, I don't know, I want to do things from my childhood for some reason.
That sounds good.
That was all my holiday 7 years ago, reading Harry Potter and taking my Game Boy to Spain.
You got an
exactly.
iPad?
No, I don't.
You can crack it to get Pokemon on your iPad.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. What's that thing called? No,
we can find out for you if you want to know.
Get your WWE network.
I mean, I don't have an iPad or an iPhone, so that's pointless. But
there's a hack where you can get a lot of the old Game Boy games on your apps, actual like Android phone now.
Well, my phone isn't that either.
It's not. Look, have you seen it?
Oh well,
it's a Nokia.
You have no hope of even.
I have Snake.
Oh, that's a start.
To be fair, you could play that for 2 weeks and not get bored.
Well, probably. I beat my high score the other day. It was great. It brightened up my whole morning.
I beat the old high score. I don't know. I'm about doodle jump.
Yeah, I could probably beat a doodle jump.
No, you can't.
We've had this bit.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm better than you at doodle jump. Anyway.
I've got to say, I've only ever been on one all-inclusive holiday before, and I took advantage of that, like, all the food being out as much as I could every single time.
That's always good food as well.
Exactly, yeah.
I've only had one before as well, and I was underage, but now it's just going to be like, I don't know if what I'm going to do about it.
Sit in the sun. Just sun.
Just beer, food.
Got to buy some shorts. You got to buy shorts.
Shorts. I'm all kicked out.
Got to buy more shorts. Great. Got to buy sandals. I hate sandals.
You have to buy sandals.
Yeah.
Or like flip flops.
Yeah, I hate flip flops. Don't get the cheap ones from the market.
Cause they rub.
Because they rub in the middle. Big toe. Blisters. I did that. I made that mistake.
Don't make that mistake.
Have you seen pictures of the resort where you're going to yet?
Yeah.
Does it have like? Because what I think would make an all-inclusive holiday perfect for me, I didn't get this last time. Is like
in
those
pool bar.
Yeah, the ones you can swim up to.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
They had them in like, the last one that I went to when I was like 13. Well, obviously it's not that good when you're 13, but
yeah.
I assume they do. I'm not going to say yes, definitely. But I'm going to say there's a lot of hope.
Were you actually thinking of an in the pool bar?
Well, not like actually in the pool, the sort of one where
you swim up to. Yeah.
Yeah, the bar's in the central, you swim up to the side.
That's so weird that you thought of that, because it could have been anything.
What do you mean anything?
Like you were saying, oh, did they have that? And then you went
I
in the
understood
pool bar.
What I understood. I understood.
Oh yeah,
what
yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
Then we did that last night as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember what for.
Like that could have been anything. That could have been. Oh, did they have a beach ball supply? That could have been anything.
Oh no,
you said in the pool bar.
Ellis. I remember what it was last night. We both had the hive mind when Josh was DJing in our kitchen, and we said he's remixed the whole of Doing Things by Big Bear.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Great.
Which is referenced in our magazine.
Great. Right.
Great.
Ellis.
Let me talk more.
How are you the youngest person going on this holiday?
I will be. Yeah.
So you don't have to even worry about little kids.
No.
It's gonna be a proper chilled
holiday.
It's
me, my mum, her husband Lenny, and my sister Daisy.
Thought you said my husband Lenny.
My husband Lenny. I'm married to a guy called Lenny.
Sister not Lenny.
What's your sister called?
Daisy.
My sister's called Daisy.
Yeah, no, we've had that. Yeah.
Had that
we've done that.
Yeah. How old's your sister?
22.
Single.
Hey.
On Tinder.
No.
That's a shame, but I'll be really chilled out. I'm very jealous.
I've got Ibiza at like the end of June.
Are you doing Ibiza? Yeah?
Yeah, that's booked. That's done. And then the beginning of September is Cyprus.
Have you got into Haim yet for Ibiza Rocks?
No, I haven't really tried.
No.
It'll be fine. It won't be like annoying. It'll be good to see him, but I don't care about him that much.
Okay. Well, I'm very jealous because while you're doing that, I'll be writing about mattresses probably.
Already given up on like the music industry.
No, I've not been abroad for a holiday in like 4 or 5 years.
I'm not too fussed
never
about
been
going abroad.
For a holiday.
Have you
not?
It's overrated, mate.
Well, when I got older and it was sort of the age when people started going on holidays, it was just the time I was really just going into festivals instead.
I do festivals instead. But my last holiday was America just before I started uni.
Oh yeah, that was you went to that.
I went to the Rockstar Mayhem.
Rockstar Mayhem.
My dad
yeah.
passed out, sunstroke.
Blimey.
I stayed. He went in the car and slept. Yeah. I stayed and watched Machine Head.
The past like 3 or 4 that I've been to have been like really horrible, like lads' holidays.
I've never done a lads' holiday.
Oh, I did a Spain. Yeah, I did one in Spain. That was cool.
You've never done a lads' holiday.
No,
Louis.
I've never done a lads'. I don't actually interest me.
Does that mean I'm actually more of a lad than you?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, that means I'm more of a lad than you.
You've done a lads' holiday.
Yeah.
Or like just a holiday.
I went to Spain with
just a holiday
with the lads.
Or was it just a holiday
with my mate?
Where in Spain?
It was someone's villa. I can't remember what.
And you had a proper lad.
Someone owned a villa. Someone owned a villa.
My dad
in Albans.
That's not a lad's holiday. If someone owned the villa,
my brother's.
Ellis, I beg to differ.
I kind of. I've got a point. my dad owns a villa and my brother's about to go on a lad's holiday, but they're like, oh, it's going to be really chilled out. We're just going to get taxis to places and cook for ourselves. That's not a lad's holiday.
Nah,
you've got, mental.
You need to stay in like a really scummy little hostel place.
Yeah. Sounds horrible. Why would anyone do that?
It is. You come back and you've just been on holiday, but you feel like exhausted. You feel like you've got no money left. Like everything's horrible. That's not a holiday, is it? I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, what's the point?
The epitome of the brush holiday is going to a sunny place and doing everything you do at home with good weather.
Exactly. What's the point in going abroad and spending a lot of money? Well, I'm just going to just go like.
Well, it's kind of good to go sightseeing and
I prefer going to see stuff.
I did not
just lying about
Amsterdam.
I did a cruise around Europe 4 or 5 years ago. It stopped off in like Italy, France, those places. Went to Cannes, went up Pompeii, that sort of thing.
That sounds well good.
Yeah.
Did you go to Pompeii?
Yeah, I went to Pompeii. Like
it's
the
weird, isn't it?
City. Yeah, like houses were tiny back then.
Did you sing that? Did you walk around singing that Bastille song?
It wasn't. It was actually, yet to be released. Yeah, times were better back then.
Yeah. Do you remember when there was nothing?
Disagree.
Yeah, do you remember when there was nothing? What a good time that was.
Oh,
when
that
nothing
was great,
happened.
Was it? When there was nothing. That was great. Great. Was great. Nothing. Time.
Stop being an oligarch these days.
God, you guys.
You guys.
Hate you.
Yeah.
Well, should we do music?
Yeah.
Under the Bridge.
I haven't got that much time.
Great song. It's a tune. And what's the next one? Oh, this is the H song.
Yeah.
I put it on because I don't think I've heard it. And
it's great.
Let's find out.
That was nice.
Yeah, I will never understand wrestling.
Sorry.
No. The way you talk about it is insane. It's like, it's on a par with hardcore football fans talking about football. Like,
yeah, pretty
just,
much.
You just know the ins and outs of like 20 years ago, and it's just like, whoa.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's the thing as well. It's scripted, but we're still hooked into it.
Yeah. I just find it bizarre. Because what's the big event that's coming up that you're talking about?
WrestleMania. I'm not even fussed about WrestleMania.
Is this the World Cup final? Is this the biggest thing?
It's their Super Bowl, essentially, what they refer to it as.
Yeah.
Like big show performances and stuff. Do you think Eminem will turn up?
No.
No, he might do.
Why?
Because he's the theme song.
No, he won't turn up.
No. What, the Kid Rock will?
Oh god, yeah.
Why was Kid Rock turn up?
Because he's the theme song.
He's the theme song.
And
he's,
how many things?
And he's a lot cheaper. There's three. There's Kid Rock, Celebrate, which is the worst song about Celebration ever. Legacy by Eminem, and In Time by Mark Colley, which is from one of the old Punisher soundtracks.
Celebrate. What an awful song.
Nah, did you know Mama's in the Kitchen crawfish pie?
I think if any of them were to turn up, they'd have announced it.
No, they didn't announce Diddy until like the week before last year.
There will be at least one of the themes on song people there, definitely.
Nah. And on the night then, is there like three scheduled matches or something like that?
Oh, eight.
One after the
eight
other.
Or nine.
Eight.
Yeah.
How
four,
long is it?
It's 4 hours, the main show, and then the pre-show is 2 hours.
What have we got? Let's go through.
Is there a post-show?
Should we put our predictions down? There's no post-show, actually.
Yeah, should we?
Do you want to get the matches up, Louis, quickly?
Oh, okay.
Because I can't remember all of them off by heart.
Ellis, now the rest of the show is a wrestling show.
We got time to kill, we might as well. I've been waiting for this since last year. Waiting when I could talk about it on a public forum.
Well, we should probably do it now.
Yeah. I ain't gonna talk about it again. I don't even care about this. I'm not in the WrestleMania mood.
No?
That's because I'm a wrestler.
Alright, pre-show, title match.
This is weird. There's more than that, and there's a tag match as well.
Wait,
That's above it now.
Where?
It's on the pre-show,
man.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, I've got ya. Okay, pre-show is the Usos versus those Mexicans versus real Americans versus Ryback and Kurt Axel.
Usos.
I think Usos.
Usos.
But I think on the night after, Cesaro will turn on Jack Swagger on the night after.
I think Jack Swagger will cost them that match.
I think I'll just argue a lot.
Take the pin.
So, sorry for anyone who's listening who doesn't like wrestling, but you know.
That's right,
the
don't
only person that listens is Andy.
Yeah. And he likes it, so.
Yeah, so we're set. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that's all I could. Yeah, you say we'll win that, I think.
Now go down to the bottom.
Okay. The Shield versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws. So random.
It is weird.
I think if there's a match where there'll be a turn, it'll be that one.
It's turn after the match, probably, or like you say, split after the night after.
Kane
and the New Age Outlaws versus the Shield.
Why are the New Age Outlaws?
It's just remember, because the Shield are like turning on the authority. I don't know. So Triple H's buddies can get a payday.
Yeah.
And what's a turn?
What?
That's when they go from being a bad guy to a good guy, or the other way around.
Yeah. And a good guy's called a face, and a bad guy's called a heel.
There's a whole Simpsons episode about it that does it quite well, actually.
Okay.
the Vicky Guerrero
Shield win, I think.
Oh yeah, I'm going for Shield. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Are you going to be betting on this?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Then Divas, there's every woman in the roster going to wrestle.
Yeah, 14 Divas, single fall.
I think either AJ Lee or Brie Bella will win.
I really want AJ to win.
Maybe Natalya for the whole Total Divas thing.
Well, they probably will try and put it on a Total Divas person, realistically.
Yeah, I think it might be Natalya, because it gives it the whole fairy tale ending.
They're filming the finale of this series on WrestleMania weekend, that sort of time, so it will end on something like that. That's why I think Naomi might win.
I don't think Naomi would. I think she's more of a background
character. I would love it if Eva Marie won.
Yeah, because
I think that would be hilarious.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Brad Maddox.
You think Brad Maddox is going to win?
Nah, nah, nah.
He's big a wrestler.
Show. Yeah, I know, big show.
No, because they haven't done enough of him.
Rusev. They haven't announced him yet. He'll turn up on the night, him and Big Show at the end. They've been hyping Big Show up to win.
Who's been hyping Big Show up to win?
Everyone. They've been saying he's the favourite for weeks.
Yeah, it's been
But he did nothing on Raw last week.
No, he did it on SmackDown, though. He dominated everyone.
Did he?
Yeah. And then, like, on Raw, he ended with Roddy Piper raising his hand, like, after eliminating everyone.
I think it'll be Sheamus.
Sheamus?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Rusev.
Or heel.
Oh, the ginger one, yeah.
Or heel. Maybe.
Bad News Barrett.
He might get announced.
That's a shout. Christian?
Sandow?
No,
Christian's like leaving soon, I think, and they got to hold on to that trophy for a year.
Alberto Del Rio.
No, actually, no, Christian's concussed at the moment.
Well, Christian could get it. He needs something.
He's not in the match.
He is on this.
Is he?
Yeah, his name's
there. He is there. I thought he was concussed.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think Christian might be a shout, because I think they might give it to a heel, and he needs a little something to
go out on,
capitalise on. He's good when he has something to capitalise on, but when it's just him being a wrestler, it's not great.
Yeah.
I should be a wrestling journalist. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt.
Why Bray Wyatt? Because John Cena went over him on Raw, and Bray Wyatt, that's the only way. Because they're not going to bring up Bray Wyatt having his first WrestleMania match.
I'd say Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Because after this match, every good guy's going to win.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
the bad guy to win a match. I'm going to give it to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the only way I'd say Bray Wyatt. I'm messing up my words now.
Well enough.
Fantaker, Lesnar.
The Undertaker.
Mate, I'm tempted just to put £100 on the Undertaker just so I get like a quid back.
No, that's the thing, though. It will happen, then you know it will.
The thing with. Oh, you look so bored, Ellis. The thing with Undertaker is that he's never lost a match at WrestleMania and he probably never
Four.
Will.
Well, maybe
21
it's the first.
Matches.
Why not?
It won't be.
Why not?
21 years.
So it just won't be. You just won't lose. I think that's going to be match of the night.
Yeah, it'll be a good match, yeah.
I think that'll be match of the night.
Yeah. Unless the main event somehow ends up being amazing.
Daniel Bryan and Triple H would be good. That might open the show.
It could do.
Did you hear mine and Aiden's theory?
What?
This is just wishful thinking, really, but what if Daniel Bryan knees Triple H in the face in like under 18 seconds after he kisses
Stephanie?
Yeah,
that's
Stephanie.
A shout. After yeah. he kisses Massive Stephanie. Shout. Yeah, that's a huge shout. But I think that'd be awesome.
My offshoot of that is like match go on for 20, 30 minutes, he pedigrees him, then goes in for the kiss, then gets kneed.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it might be a bit too marquee, like because people
they won't do that.
No, I think people would expect it more if they did it at the start of the match, though.
Are you all like naming wrestling moves and stuff, and you all just know what you mean?
Yeah. No one else listening would know what we mean. DDT.
Sorry. And then the triple threat match will be Daniel Bryan.
It'll be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I was talking about.
Yeah, sorry, we're done now, Ellis. Yeah.
Well, the top one you don't know, or
no, we know it'll be like basically the winner of Daniel Bryan Triple H goes into the main match,
which is something they've never done before, and I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. A really good thing. Yeah. Cool.
Well, and then it'll be a three against.
There'll be a triple threat.
I don't think their buy rates will be that amazing.
We don't know yet. Well, because like the pay-per-view buy rates, they won't count like the network subscribers or the people like loading on the day. And you know, like they got that 2-hour pre-show and nothing's happening on the first hour because I think they're just going to be stress testing the network constantly.
Yeah, that's a good show. It'll be interesting. It'll be a nice day. It'll be a fun day.
It will be a fun day, yeah. We'll get some beers in.
We'll eat lots of food.
I'm getting lots of food.
It's on Sunday.
I might not even watch it till the morning.
It'll be on the network. It'll be on the network the next day.
It's so much easier to watch as
well. Yeah.
Okay.
It's working.
Ta-da.
Only one.
Yeah. There was a nice little fade out. I did that all by hand, wasn't
that
it?
That was well good, Alex.
You should be a DJ.
A radio man. So, yeah, what are you doing this week, Louis?
I might go to Brighton tomorrow. Probably won't, but
see a lady friend, or just a friend, or a friend that's a lady.
Friend's a lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, might do that. And I go home on Friday, lads.
Oh, you're going home on Friday?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I'm only going for 2 weeks.
Are you coming back early?
Yeah, because I'm taking my computer and I think I might need more time for myself to do a dissertation without distraction, and Listener are playing in the joiners. And
are they?
See Listener.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, I might come to that. Yeah.
I'll probably only go in 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, I'm only doing 2 weeks. I might get a bit bored sleeping at my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going for a nice family meal on Saturday and go clubbing with some girls.
You should get your family to take you to Harvester and get that triple chicken.
You should do that.
I think they'd buy me a steak.
Oh, a steak would be good.
Steak would be good. Have you ever had a steak from Harvester? Because they're not good.
I can't imagine. They're not good value for money, really.
No, you've got to stick to the chicken Harvester.
Definitely. They did used to have a combo deal on there where you get half spit roast chicken and a 4 ounce steak
mixed
for $9.99.
Mixed grill.
But they got rid of that because it was like too good value for money.
That's a shame.
Well, what are you up to this week? I know you got playing a little gig tonight, aren't you?
Yes, and a little Another acoustic one.
Ooh,
you're getting about.
Yeah.
Are you playing around with an acoustic bass?
Probably not.
Oh, you gotta love the Holly Tees.
Hey, the Holly Tees.
The Holly Tees.
It's nice.
Holly Tees.
What about anyone else?
I saw that Facebook thing this week. For that Facebook thing.
Work.
Thank you.
Finish my essay, go home.
Yeah, how's everyone doing on their essays?
That's it.
Yeah. I haven't started mine yet. I'm gonna start tomorrow. The freelancing one. I'm gonna do a bit more of my dissertation research before I move on to that. Are you guys okay?
I don't know what he's laughing.
I just found that Sean's description of what he's doing quite funny.
I don't know why.
Leo, how are you doing on your essay?
About halfway through, did like half of it yesterday.
Cool. It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really easy. Mm. Like the easiest thing I've ever read.
This is what I said. I did mine like last Monday in a day, pretty much.
Did you?
Like, I've added stuff to it since, but I got the actual bulk of the words done in one day because it's that easy.
I reckon I could have done it in a day because,
that's why I acted.
I'm doing like 500 words in like an hour, 2 hours, but I just can't be bothered.
Last time I've had to do like a 2,000 word report in 3 hours, so I could probably do this one in 4.
Probably.
Because that one was like actually trying to find references every half an hour.
You don't have
to
learn anything new for this.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. I'm going to interview Martin for mine.
What?
I'm going to interview Martin for
that's
mine.
Do we need to interview someone?
No, I just need to get some quotes from him because I shared the same opinion of him.
I just
want to
get it done and go home.
I've probably got like 4 references, maybe 5.
Oh, cool.
That's probably as much as you need, to be honest. I think 3 would be too much for me.
Yeah, I've got 3.
I'm using that Hutchinson one, though.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got 4. I've got that as well.
That article's brilliant.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's so good.
Dissertation? How's dissertation going, lads? I'm up to 3,000 words.
Oh, you're beating me now.
I'm still on 4,500.
I'm still below 500 and there's like 5 weeks left. I'm going to like plough through it.
I don't have any words yet.
Yes, Ellis, you lad.
Well, I'm staying at home an extra week and a half through the holidays because my parents wanted to go on holiday, so I hope they enjoy that. And I'm just going to like do a load of work during the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my plan.
I want to get it done before I come back from Easter, so I'm getting proofread and stuff.
I reckon I worked out that I'm going to start struggling at about 8,000 words.
Yeah.
I've gone really off topic. I've gone into like censorship from like post 9/11. Really random.
Well, that's good.
I got really into post 9/11
censorship. Wait, you're doing it on metal, aren't you, right?
Yeah, in a censorship.
Yeah, do it on
metal.
That the Burn My Eyes video by Machine Head, because that came out the same week.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm writing about.
System of a Down. What's the big album?
That album, Toxicity, came out like a week after.
Yeah,
did it?
Yeah, it's quite.
What was the problem?
Rammstein had a video.
It's a very political. Well, and then like Serge put up an essay about like audio and stuff.
Yeah.
I just thought there might be a diet.
They got in a lot of trouble for
Rammstein
it.
Rammstein released a video with like falling buildings the same week. And had got bad from TV.
Oh, did you see that rap album where?
Yeah, that's released. A big thing about your rap album.
Look at us doing like proper music chat now. We're about to leave. What have we been talking about all show?
Wrestling and midgets.
Brilliant.
Let's talk about midget wrestling. Hornswoggle, how's he doing?
I think my dissertation's doing okay. I'm really scared of showing it to Martin and being like,
yeah, I'm really
This is terrible,
and you've not got any time to change it. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. We're at a stage now where we're going to come back after the holidays, have more than half of it being done over the holidays, and probably have them say the week before it's due in, do this change, change this, and all that. That's what I'm most worried about.
Yeah, legit.
But like I say, if we can all finish it like before we come back for the holidays, we do a meeting early in the week, the changes probably only take a weekend maximum.
Yeah,
1,000 words a day.
Yeah,
that's my plan.
1,000 words a day.
Easy.
I
want to get mine handed in on the Monday of that week so I can keep the Tuesday good to come back in for the radio and stuff.
Yeah, and Tuesday, Suburban Legends playing as well.
Can use that as a blow off.
Avondale's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should do that instead of doing that thing we were going to do.
What?
Well, I can't say.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I was talking, I want a wrap.
Last show of the term and we all came in for it.
Yeah. Have a good time, nice. Guys.
Yeah, man. I hope you
see
good
you in like 4 weeks or something like that.
Maybe. Probably. Probably not.
See me. You'll see me.
And and we won't talk about anything involving midgets.
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be quite a tall order, but we can manage it.